This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Did he do it? And did his connection with death? There's a lot of it, actually, and a lot of questions surrounding his involvement with death. I mean, granted, you're a high-profile individual. You have thousands of people coming and going out of your life. You got to think statistically. Yeah, some people are going to die along that way, and it doesn't mean you have anything to do with their death. It just happens when you know a lot of people. But when you're super connected to some of them, people that may know you pretty well, may have things to say about you that you may not want others to know about you. Say maybe your lover that you've been with for many, many years, and then she suddenly dies at a fairly young age. A cause that is not that common with that specific age of that otherwise seemingly healthy individual, you'd think some red flags would be raised. Kim Porter is who we're talking about, former partner of Sean P. Diddy Combs and mother of his three children, died in November of 2018 from lobar pneumonia, is what it was described as, and then cardiac arrest as a result of it. It was declared natural, but when we look back on some of this stuff, there's a lot of red flags here. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. How do you approach something like this, a death investigation with someone like Diddy, high profile, especially if the death is initially ruled natural, but now we have all this other suspicion going on? How often is it that we do just kind of brush over some of these things that look natural because we just assume, why, you know, how could this be anything else?
I doubt if investigators are going to be brushing over this as just natural. I mean, I never even heard of that disease until this case. I mean, a lot of, like you said, it's interesting when a lot of deaths start surrounding people. If you look at the statistics, and we did this when we're looking at the Lori Daybell Vallow case as well, because she was surrounded by a lot of death as well. That's odd. And, you know, at a certain point in your age, regardless of the size of your social networking that you have, to be surrounded that close to death at a certain point in your life is it spikes out of the norm. So that's the first thing. It does spike out of the norm. Here's the challenge, though. His connection to this is, that's the tough thing to really wrap your head around and prove one way or the other, or whether it was rightful, wrongful, natural, unnatural. And here's why. This strikes me very much like in the Marine Corps, believe it or not. In the Marine Corps, you are a very, very tight unit to the point of being what I call a professional family. And a professional family is where you are close, but right up to that edge. And so when you actually have a lot of loyalty, you have a lot of strong relationships and a powerful bond with people, when the leader person out front looks like they're in trouble, looks like they might be in duress, or looks like they might be going down a path, you're kind of surrounded by some fixers. And fixers clear the path that the leader didn't even know needed to be cleared a lot of times. And you hope, so this is where strong leadership comes in, you let your people know, we only clear paths in legal, moral, and ethical ways. But if you have someone out front that is kind of playing by their own rules, make their own rules, or skirts the rules, or know where that gray line is, and might leak out during a conversation with someone, I'm talking about Marine Corps hypothetically here, like, hey, it'd be great if that flagpole, you know, just wasn't, you know, blocking the sun, you know, from my office. Next day you come back and the flagpole's gone and you say, what happened to flagpole? I don't know, sir. You know, so it's one of those things that when someone has that kind of influence and that kind of notoriety and that kind of connection to people, and it becomes known that there might be a problem or issue with a thing, a person, or anything else, people and things are going to start maneuvering around them to clear the path for that leader out front. And so, and you have no idea who did it. It probably wasn't. It's why it's challenging. I don't even know how to say more than that. It's just challenging because you're going to have people that are clearing paths for the leader up front.
And that's interesting because clearly, you know, Diddy did have power. And I'm not saying that they're, you know, that law enforcement did anything wrong here or didn't go down this path or whatnot. But that's interesting how you describe it. I mean, sometimes is it just, is it intentional that those paths get cleared? Is there someone going, well, you know, he's a good guy, we believe he's a good guy, or this or that, and he couldn't possibly have done anything like that. Look at him, he's mourning, he's publicly, you know, going on and on about all this, which one normally would do if your spouse dies. But we've just seen this show with him so many times of almost, you know, taking death or something horrible and then twisting it around and then being the victim when he needs some attention or some credibility. Is it easier to cover something up inadvertently when someone has that kind of power to just brush it away? Let's keep, you know, moving along. He's already got enough to deal with. So we're not gonna go down that road because that'd be crazy.
Again, a lot of hypotheticals here.
Yeah.
It's easier. So for him to be very credible, which I think he is in a lot of things that he's doing, because he's got a lot of congruences, verbals, nonverbals, everything, same with the emotions that you're saying in all these situations. That's because the fixers in his life haven't let him know how they're fixing his problems or let he even had a problem. And that's what I think is really going on. We see that in a lot of celebrity type individuals, and whether it's in the Marine Corps or anywhere else, you know, your fixers are going to clear a path and make problems go away proactively ahead of time of them even becoming a problem. So I think that's what we're potentially seeing here, is there's a lot of problem solvers in his life. So if you're going after him, you could put him on a box and a polygraph or anything else, and he's probably going to pass because he was most likely completely unaware of a lot of these things. He might have had a leakage of an idea or thought or something in a moment, maybe. And one of his fixers that cares deeply about him and their own situation in life, knowing that if he goes away, if he gets put away in jail or he gets uncovered, that their lifestyle completely ends. So they're going, it's in their best interest to clear the path for him. So it's a very symbiotic relationship, but he might be completely oblivious to a lot of it. All of it, but a lot of it.
Well, I mean, and it's interesting because he seemed to have solved a lot of his problems in the past with NDAs. And that seems to have worked for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So there is like incongruence here in some ways of, well, why would, you know, if there was some, you know, nefarious thing going on here, and if he was connected to her death in some way, shape, or form, it doesn't really fit the pattern of everybody else getting the NDAs and money and going away. Why would he kill her? And if that happened, and obviously that's just a big if, because I don't know. I mean, she obviously would know quite a bit about him. Cassie knew quite a bit about him. A lot of people knew quite a bit about him, and now they're all finally speaking out. So why did this one die? Or maybe this just was a natural death that was around him, and it just really looks very suspicious now that we know the rest of the context around him.
Yeah, don't know, because we don't know what everyone else knows as well. And I think you're in a lot of complicated cases like this. I got a feeling we might see things and this might be an example of it, may or may not be an example of this, where someone was, let's use hypotheticals. So, you know, someone comes down with the flu or pneumonia in this case, and there's two courses you can take. You can go get that person the medication, go get them the treatment so that they get better, or you could not. And they die from it.
Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that that's what happened, but that could be.
But you see what I mean?
Yeah, where you're not necessarily killing them, but you're also not doing what would help them as well.
Right. So, is that illegal?
Yeah.
So I think when you have individuals that are, so let's assume this too. There's a lot of smart people in the world, and there's a lot of smart people that I'm sure he surrounds himself with. And when you surround yourself with a lot of smart problem solvers, and people to clear your path and stuff, you are going to get some pretty imaginative ways to solve problems. And I don't know if that's what he's doing or what that whole thing is doing, but this is what I've seen. I have seen really imaginative problem solvers that know exactly where the law is and know exactly where that gray line is. Mm-hmm. And as long as they can live with their own choices and the boss doesn't find out, or they can live with how you're solving their problems, we just keep marching forward. And that seems what's been going on in a lot of lives, like Diddy's,
yeah.
is that you surround yourself with innovative problem solvers that know exactly where that gray line is at. And this is why we have a society where you have the top 1% seem to get away with a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Never did his song Mo Money, Mo Problems ring true than it does today, and how prophetic that actually was when he was dancing around in the big lights back in the 90s. Oh my goodness. If only Diddy could see himself now back then.
Yeah. Complicated life, challenging, no doubt, that he made for himself.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.